You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. So I'm going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to actually say in person what our specials are.
All right.
So want to talk to you about Typhrag. Typhrag is an awesome company. If you cannot hear yourself in game because you're using Arrogant in game and people use the in-game voice and it's just hard to hear anybody.
Yep.
Well, Typhrag eliminates that. It is like night and day. You can also use, you can use Ventrilo, you can use Mumble servers. You can switch between the two if you want to, anytime you want. Use the code to Mordor. Get 25% off your first month on checkout.
Yep. Yeah.
We also have Doghouse Systems. You love your Doghouse system.
I do love my Doghouse system.
It is awesome.
It is spectacular.
If you're looking for a new PC or you're thinking about getting a new PC or just want to drool over some new PCs, go to doghousesystems.com. If you use the code to Mordor on checkout, you will get twice the RAM. That is two times. If you order two, you'll get four. If you order four, you'll get eight. If you order eight, you get 16. This is on, and if you go past the maximum, you actually get a rebate.
For freezies.
For free, just using the code to Mordor.
To Mordor. And by Reese's peanut butter eggs, because I found one on my desk. And I'm going to eat the crap out of it.
We are not brought to you by Reese's. However, we do endorse the usage of Reese's eggs because they are delicious. And they're only 170 calories per each.
Is that true?
Yes, that is true. I looked that up.
One piece, 170 calories.
That's not bad for a daily treat or something. That's not too bad.
Okay. I just found it on my desk. I forgot that I had it here, and I am very happy to see it.
Okay. Well, what have you been doing this week except other than eating Reese's eggs?
The Dumbs this week, we tried to do the epic storybook, the skirmishes in Moria, the 2.5.5 instances,
the
skirmishes.
Or did we already talk about this?
No, I talked about this in the car. That's why you're saying again.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I've heard the story.
And I just noted.
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking, I wonder if everybody else, I bet you there's a bunch of people who've had the same experiences that you guys have.
So anyway, we were doing the Battle of the Deep Way, and we get all the way to the end, and the dude, the little dwarf dude that we're supposed to protect dies. 30 minutes.
You think that they would have like 30,000
They have zero hit points.
Yeah.
So we're like, we don't even know where he is or where he died at.
I wonder where he died, because I'm thinking, the last bosses should be all up on top. I don't think there's any that come from the sides.
We thought we had them all, and then all of a sudden he's dead. So 30 minutes of our scheduled game time gone. So we were like, let's do it again. We do it again. We get it done. Dude doesn't die. Like, Dummy Dumb was standing next to the dude at all times just to watch him. Like, the little NPC dude need a babysitter. Anyway, so we get that done, and we're like, okay, let's go do the Way of Smiths. Do the Way of Smiths. Same darn thing. The end part happens. We were still fighting bosses, but we were, like, running up there. Before we could get to the top platform, the dude was dead.
Yeah.
30 more minutes. Gone.
These ones stink. I don't like these ones.
Yeah. An hour of our game time was just trashed. I mean, we still got experience and blah, 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 blah. But we didn't get the skirmishes done, which is what our goal was.
Right.
So we didn't do Way of Smiths again because we were, frankly, just really annoyed with the NPCs.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you be?
So we decided to go to the Beer Brawl instead.
Oh, you got to tell the Beer Brawl story. You can't just leave it like that.
So we were experimenting in the Beer Brawl. And we all decided that five of us would circle around Dummy Dumb. And he was our crash test dummy, basically. And we were like, what happens if all five of us hit Dummy Dumb with the bat at the same time? we're like, we have to figure this out. So Dummy Dumb was naked for some reason. And
why
was,
wouldn't he be?
I don't know. That's just how Dummy Dumb works. And he was in the middle. And then the announcer goes, go. And we all hit Dummy Dumb with our thing. And he goes flying in the air. And he says, I think only two worked. The rest of them were negated because I was flying through the air. But anyway, super fun. We had a good time there. I made good. Up for the whole poop of the skirmishes. And then other than that, I've been doing the festival, and I've been doing very well this week. I did very, very well. My hunter got the Lossoth Steed.
Congratulations.
I'm done.
Okay.
My Runekeeper got the Lossoth Steed and the Toast Emote. And just this morning, my broker got the Lossoth Steed.
Wow.
I'm very happy. It's the first 68% speed pony that my burglar has gotten. And my Runekeeper. I don't think my Runekeeper had one either, because I didn't buy the Runekeeper Steeper. So my two Slowbees now have fast horses.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I like the emote. Doesn't really fit my Runekeeper's personality. She's kind of a snooty snoot. She's not going to be running around with sloshing beer. I'm happy to have it at all, but I still really want a golden star.
Well, yeah, I'll be interested to see if they put it in the store.
I don't think so. They haven't put any of the other, like the treasure hunt ones.
Yeah, but the treasure hunt isn't a celebration as much as it is.
And how much call is it what a it celebration is. It's if kinda... they're like, here, now buy it, you loser.
Well, I'm just saying, for those who may not have gotten it, I think it'll go in the store. I think that you can't really compare the treasure hunt, because the treasure hunt in itself is not a festival. It is a promotional thing. Okay. It's an entity all towards itself.
You're just making up rules.
No, I'm dead serious. Why would you put something when you could have people buy picks to try and get it?
You can buy envelopes to get these.
Well, yeah, that's true. I bought one.
Did you really?
I did.
Sucker.
I did. I didn't get a steed.
Oh, what'd you get? Nothing?
I think I got an unwanted whatever.
Unwanted? You got vendor trash.
Yeah, I got vendor trash. It was a silver.
You got a piece of silver for
that's
your...
That's right.
For your 100.
I turned on 100 points. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I don't mind. It just makes me cry at night. I figured, what the heck? I'd give it a try. You know, why put effort into it when I'm getting to spend 100 points? It was a disappointment. I didn't buy another one. So I haven't bought a pick yet. So at least I have that little bit of dignity to my name.
I suppose.
I guess. So I did do a bit of the anniversary festival on my warden. He did the intro quest, and he's running around, and he obviously did some of the opening of letters and stuff. And then I took him out for a spin in a Regian to see how he'd fare by himself with some of the changes, and I was pretty impressed with him. Warden's pretty nice. He's got some robustness in him, even with my inability to play them that well. But I'm thinking that I might take him or the captain through Moria. I think I'm going to leave the hunter by the side, and just if I need specialty things that are reputation-based for cooking, my hunter can't make them, so be it. I will use the auction house for what it is and buy it off there, or I will ask a kinmate to make it for me and supply them with the stuff. But I am not taking the hunter through Moria. It's not fun for me. Nothing against hunters. There's nothing against hunters. I like the hunter. Making things die is very fun, but I like melee classes more, and I'm really chomping at the bit to try the captain and the warden, so I'm going to do it.
I think that Lotra's trying to tell me to play my hunter more, because she's won both steeds from the festival so far, but
maybe you should.
I don't listen. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all that's going on with me. I didn't do a lot. I did tell, I just shut off an email to Brian saying that if he wants to do the weekly dungeon run, I'm up for it again. And I told that I might be signing up for raids again as well. Should be back into doing that. Just extending my vacation from Lotro just another week. So, but I'm going back into it. So soon, next week. All right, that does it for me. I don't know about you.
I went first.
Yeah, but you might have thought of something while I was going on. I do tend to drone on.
Yeah, I was listening.
And I purposely did not join the chat room.
So you're not even in the chat this week? I'm joking. I was listening. I was just playing with you. Gosh, you're such a baby.
Oh, no, I just don't want you to listen to me anymore.
And now, the town crier.
So, in official news, there was a 5th anniversary video dev diary.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little put together where they just kind of, nothing specific, nothing, just kind of, you know, talking about this and that and making of the game and looking back and looking forward, looking sideways.
Looking sideways. There wasn't really... I didn't pick up anything that we didn't know about, right? There was no...
No, it was just Turbine talking about, you know, their experience making Lotro and Middle Earth. And
I think that they were... Didn't it end on something like, we're really looking forward to 2012 or...
Yeah, well, let's see.
Something like that.
Wow, which is a huge testament to this game and to this team. You know, the team has grown. The game has grown. We're not slowing down. I think we're speeding up. It's going to be a fantastic 2012.
Gonna be a fantastic 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that killed it for me was the very last symbol where it says like hundreds of hours of adventure, no monthly fees required.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Just seemed a little bit salesy for me, and because
what is it, if someone was.
But it needs to be there. It needs to be
there. If someone didn't know about Lotro and they're reading, hearing it, and they decided to watch this for whatever reason, they want to know that it's free to play. That's,
they do. They
have
should.
To tell those people.
I know. But I just wanted to say, America's awesome. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, they're not going to put that in there.
I know.
Ever.
No, they will not. Not even something I'll joke about. What else is going on?
There's a bunch of anniversary contests. Some of them have expired by now because I think that some of them expired on Friday. But some of them I think don't expire until like May 1st. There's a couple that don't expire. Oh, I guess there's only one that's from May 1st. I'll just tell you about that contest then.
The Tendon Hammer one.
Oh,
right?
No, there's a ZAM one too. That's May 1st. So if you register our account on ZAM... Or the 10-Ton Hammer one, if you follow them on Facebook. Is it Facebook? Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. So those two contests, there's a link to it on our site where I list all of them. And most of them are giving away pretty cool stuff like turbine points and lifetime accounts. And the ZAM one is giving away headsets and the Blu-ray of Lord of the Rings. So... It's pretty interesting. Hopefully you saw this post earlier this week and were able to enter in most of these. I think that a lot of them say that they're not going to post their winners until like Monday, probably because they're not working on the weekends. So I'm sure they contact you. I mean, most of them you had to give them your email. So anyway, I thought it was very interesting. There was a lot. I mean, Lotro gave out a lot of stuff to these big gamer sites this year. Tons of stuff.
Yeah, they did. And good on them for doing so.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sites that we found that had huge contests on it.
Yeah. So, lots to win, still stuff out there. We don't know anything about, like, who won or...
We don't know anything about anything. These are not our contests.
Yeah. So...
We only know what we read on their website.
Other than pointing you to where they were, we have no idea what's going on with them. So,
nope.
Good luck with them, though, and... You know, good on you if you win. Also, Double Experience is going on until the 30th. So
that's Monday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. So Double Experience on Monster Kills Just go out, kill something that would give you experience, and you will get twice as much experience from that thing. This does stack with other ways of killing stuff. So if you are a VIP and you have rested experience, if you have experience accelerator tomes or whatever they're called.
Right.
If you have that stone pocket item from Rise of Isengard, all of that stacks. You can use it all at once.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a good week to go out and do stuff. Especially like leveling alts and things
leveling
like that.
Leveling alts, you know, getting those last couple levels on your main. It's also a good time to go just do Slayer deeds.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kill stuff just to get experience. The tokens, the gift box tokens are dropping from the monsters still. So you're collecting gift box tokens and you're getting double experience. Win, 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 win.
Yeah, and the anniversary festival has also been extended till May 9th.
Yes, we have not heard anything about the double experience being extended. A lot of people had questions about that. It looks like the double experience does still end on Monday, but the festival itself, the festivities in-game, has been extended until May 9th. It was supposed to be done on April 30th as well, so we're getting in like an extra week.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I mean, it's plenty of time for me to hopefully get a steed on.
Are you going to do it?
Maybe. There's a possibility. I am pretty lazy, and staying in Bree is pretty lazy, so I can do that.
Yeah, so it's not that hard. If you just like get up one morning and go collect a whole bunch of envelopes, then all week all you have to do is log in, get your token, and open 6 envelopes.
That is true. I did do that today, so I picked up some extra ones.
Okay, good. Yeah, so anyway, the our festival guide is still available for you guys if you want to look at it. I couldn't find any mention of the festival being extended on the LOTRO site anywhere, but I got an email about it. So I linked to the email as my source.
I think that's as good as any.
Yeah, I thought for sure it would have been. Maybe it's in the launcher. I haven't looked in the launcher lately, so anyway. I got the email and I took it as truth. Hopefully I'm right.
Yeah. Also, 12-month VIP for our $99.99 US deal is back. It's something we've seen before. It went away and now it's back. So if you are,
I think they did this last year too. It seems familiar that they did this around the festival last year too. And then they took it off in the fall.
Right.
And then it came back for Christmas is what I remember. But it's basically $100 for 1 year subscription. This is a discount if you're paying the $9.99 per month multi-month plan that they have. This is a 16% savings. If you are paying the $14.99 per month, the month-to-month plan, this is a 44% savings. If you know you like being VIP and you know you're going to stick around, $100 is a pretty good deal.
It is, yeah.
So, but it's, again, it depends on you and how you play. If you're a game hopper, probably not for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're...
Yeah. In that case, if you're a game hopper, it's probably better to make your investment into points rather than into subscription fees.
Mm-hmm.
But we already know that several people have taken them up. We have no idea. And this always comes up when they do this. We have no idea if they will ever do lifetime accounts again. So
I don't know.
We wish
that
they would.
They seem to give them away for prizes, but they don't seem to be interested at all to offer it for sale.
Right. Also, the Mithril Edition digital download is $15. We were able to find out that this is part of a download sale that GameStop is doing. It will last until May 14th.
Yeah, so the deal here is that this box, this digital download is usually $30, $29.99. It's marked down 50% off for $14.99. So it's $15. But here's why it's so great a deal. You get 2,000 turbine points for $15.
Which is a steal.
Yeah, it's basically $20 worth of turbine points for $15. It also comes with the exclusive Steed of the Horse Lord mount, which all your characters on your account will get, plus any future characters that you plan to make. They will also get this account because it's an account-wide treat, I guess. And it also includes the Path of the Fellowship, which is Trollshaw's, Aregion, Moria, and Lothlorien. So if you need those quest packs, that's just gravy on top of the fact that you're getting a good deal on turbine points, if you ask me. I bought this.
Well, we also have confirmation that it works in, it does, it's not, as long as you have a Turbine account, it'll work. It doesn't matter if you're in a different country or not, because it's just a code.
True. Yes.
So we had some questions about that.
I know. I think it was Mystery from Lotra Academy. She's in Australia. She bought this.
Right.
Had no problems.
And we also have it's also good to know that when you buy this and you get those quest packs, if you are a VIP and you become premium, they still count as being purchased.
Yeah, you own
so
them.
So you have those quest packs. Mm-hmm.
So it worked for me. I am a VIP lifetimer. I applied the code to my existing account. I got the 2,000 turbine points. The horse went directly into my skills. I didn't even have it in my inventory to click on. It just went directly into the skills of all my characters. And so that was nice. It's real easy. They send you an email code, which you just go to my account.turbine.com and import it there. It was real easy. And I totally went for it because $20 of turbine points for $15.
Right. There's a link to it on our site. You can just go into the Mithril edition, download. It is the number one popular article on our site.
Yeah,
everybody's, you can see it on
like,
the right
hand
side. Yep. And you just click on that on the right hand side and follow the link, and you will get that deal. All right. So, Developer Bytes.
Again, it goes away on
May 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, May 14th. So, the Developer Bytes update 7 on Bull Roar late next week. I'm assuming that since this is, it'll probably be open to the general public.
Yes, this is not like a big expansion. It'll be general public. Anybody can join.
I would heavily advise that if you need to install Borrower, you go ahead and do that now because it takes a while for it to download because it's got to do all the updates and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you're downloading another client. You can't use your current client. You have to have the Borrower client, which you can get off of the website.
And the Fornost update will be the update to Fornost where they have chopped it up will be in update 7.
Yeah, Fornost is closed right now in case you're not aware of that.
Yeah.
You can't run the Fornost dungeon. But update 7 includes whatever fixes they're doing to that. Do we know that they're chopping it up? I think I just assumed that they were chopping it up.
Oh, they've got to chop it up.
It's
There's
a humongous
no
dungeon. I don't think I've ever finished it because it takes so long.
I would assume it's going to get the Heligrod treatment.
It has to. I don't think I've ever seen the end of that dungeon.
I don't know if I have either. Come to think of it.
I think I've spent hours and hours in it, but I've never seen the end of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I have. Oh, my goodness. I just remember it taking like several hours just to get so far, and then we all died, and there's respawns in the way, and we just like, we didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we can't kill these things again.
I'm sure everybody's heard that story, too. And they've been a part of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So in the store news, there are new Lotro store point bundles that you can purchase in Lotro.
Yes, there's a $99.99 point bundle for, and it's 11,000 turbine points. And there's a $199.99 bundle for 23,000 turbine points.
But what are you supposed to do after a couple months when you don't have any turbine points?
I know, that's what you would do. I think I have that in my story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I know Merrick dreams of having 23,000 turbine points. He asked if he thought we would continue playing long enough for him to spend it all. I assured him that certainly we were going to play for at least another month. So, yeah.
Nice.
But
that's actually a true story, too.
Yeah, I actually said that to him. The 23,000 turbine points has been in the Turbine web store for a while, I think since December. So they're just, it must be successful enough that they're bringing it in game.
Well, and I think it's also a balance thing because I don't know. I actually found the web store interface to be quite confusing, in my opinion.
Why? But
I don't know. It seemed kind of weird. I'm actually more comfortable with the in-game store because.
Well, I've used the web store more often because I buy turbine points to give away on the show.
Okay.
And then they send me a code rather than applying it to my account.
Promo code Merrick is awesome. Invalid. Well, you're not the only person that thinks that web store.
Invalid. So anyway, these turbine point bundles are there. They probably seem a little excessive, but
well,
if you're playing this and you're planning on playing for a while and you don't want to do the VIP thing, this will give you almost everything for VIP.
We'll see.
That you could possibly want with all these turbine points.
My thought on it is that $199 is usually, well, they were charging, that was the initial price for our lifetime account.
Correct. That's what we paid for our lifetime accounts.
They then bumped them up. I think they were $299.
Yeah, they were $300 for a while.
I can see somebody doing $199, getting $23,000, and making that into a lifetime account.
Yeah, well, the only thing is that VIPs do get the Moors for the freeps. The free players. We also get rested experience, little things. If those things don't matter to you, this is the closest thing you can get to a lifetime account. You'll have to buy the expansions like the rest of us, like the VIPs. But other than that, you'll have everything. And you'll have turbine points to spare, I would think.
Yeah. I can see it, though. Yeah. Also, what is the weekly sale that is going on? Or do you want us to do the weekend one first?
No, the weekly sale's fine. The turbine, the free sample of the week is a remove dread tome. I give this to my burglar because we seem to die a lot on the dumbs. And Demi Dumb's dread removal is a single spell thing
still. Oh, you're right.
It doesn't become a group wise until he's like 62 or something. So anyway, that's a free thing. You have to put it in your cart, use the coupon code TOM769 and you'll get it for free. It's the single use only. There's a 5-stack available. The code will not work on the 5-stack. It's only on the single tome. This is worth 100 turbine points.
Okay.
Tier 7 stat tomes are currently available for a limited time. They go away on May 3rd. These are not on sale. I want to make sure that that's clear. They're the normal price of 295 turbine points each, but they are available, and they slide in and out of availability throughout the year. So.
Okay. Okay. I've used these. I think I've only used it on Vitality, though.
Okay. Virtues are on sale. This is excluding tier... Oh, I don't know why it says tier. I think they're called ranks, aren't they? Rank 13 and 14. Yeah,
if they have the number 13 and 14, it excludes those.
Yeah. So it excludes the new ones, which are 13 and 14. The new ones came with... was update 6, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. So these get a map because you can earn them in-game. If you're not into the whole grinding for virtues thing, buy it. 20% off. Why not? It's up to you. It's your money. Trait slots are on sale. These are free for VIPs, but this is something that regular players are going to want to buy eventually, probably not so much in the early levels, but as they get up there, having the extra trait slots are useful to fill in with the traits that you earn so that you can kind of boost your character. They are 20% off this week. They get a thumbs up from us. Although, like I said, if you're a lower level character right now, you may not care. You may not need to worry about it.
Right.
This cycle through. We've seen these on sale several times. You're not going to miss a huge deal here.
Right. Exactly. It will come back.
And finally, Slayer Deed Accelerators, which is very handy for those of you who are doing double experience kills right now. If you're wanting to do some double Slayer duty as well, you can pick these up for 20% off.
But remember, you can use them in skirmishes. You can specifically go do it. You can combine it with the experience that's going on. It's a good time. Good time to use them. Just make sure it's in a crowded spot. Oh, the hours.
And you can get experience for them for your double experience weekend.
Yep, that too. What is the weekend sale that's going on?
This is probably the last weekend sale because I don't believe this is the end of April, so these are going to be the end of these sales. But right now, the Enidwythe Quest Pack is 50% off.
That's a good price.
That's a good deal. 348 turbine points, and this quest pack can be yours. This quest pack has over 150 quests, and it's for level 60+. It also includes the 5 instance clusters that were introduced in Update 2. They're, what are they called?
In their absence.
In their absence quest chain.
Right.
Dungeons. Those are all for level 65, those dungeons. So don't pick it up thinking that you're getting something for a level 30, because it does start in... Evendim.
Right.
But they're a level 65 dungeon. Anyway, 50% off. If you need this, buy it. It's a no-brainer. It's a 50% off content.
Yeah, it's a good zone, too. It's an excellent zone.
We have 35% off relic packs. I always give these a map because why?
Yeah, I don't. I really think with a system that it, as it is today, you can usually, with enough effort, you can get the relics that you want fairly easily.
And finally, Tomes of Will are 30% off. These get a thumbs up because people like to buy these stat tomes kind of things.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, definitely.
It says it's recommended for captains, lore masters, minstrels, and runekeepers. I thought they changed all the captains.
They did. Captains are now based off of might.
Oh, yeah. So don't look at the recommendation. I copied and pasted that from Turbine. That's not my recommendation. My recommendation is the part that says CSTM recommendation. So people like to buy these, though. There's no level cap. There's no cap on stats now. So people just use these for filler where they can to help boost their stats up a little bit.
Okay. So in this week in CSTM news, we have an article from Raiden called Wash, Rinse, Repeat.
Yeah, Raiden was really inspired by an email that we got on the show, that we read on the show last week. I think it was from Peter. Is that right?
I think so.
Peter's question about getting the fun back into the outro. And he was kind of inspired by that and wrote this huge, well, I guess it's not huge by Raiden standards.
But it's pretty long.
But long article about kind of how he keeps things fresh and how it's also natural to want to, you know, veer away and then kind of slide back into your favorite things.
I agree. Also, I did a post called Store Explorer on the Relic Removal Scroll. This is the scroll that is now used to take the relics out of your legendary items. And I was really interested in seeing the feedback that I got from people. Especially, like, there were some people that I, you know, kind of thought that don't use them. Because, well, A, it used to be free, and B, that they can get enough relics these days that they don't need to replace them. They can just replace them as soon as they need to. So it's a lot of fun. And
but you use them for...
I do use them. Because
you have some that you've bought from the store, relics that you've purchased.
Well, I have relics that I have not purchased from the store, but I have some from before the changes that have percentages on them. And those were the reason that they were removed. Those were relics are removed from the game. You can't get them anymore. And so I use them because they're very valuable and they add, they scale way better than they should. So.
Oh, really nice. That's going to come nerfing.
Yeah. Well, that's I don't have as many of the good ones as some other people do, but soon I'm sure that I don't know what they'll do because, yeah, like I said, percentages scale like crazy, which is why they were removed a lot from the game last year. So we'll see. So what's going on in community news?
Community news, I just have one item that Weatherstock 4 is starting to accept banned registrations. If you're a new LOTRO player, if you're not familiar, Weatherstock is a huge band event that is held on top of Weathertop in June. And it's hosted by the Lonely Mountain Band on the Landerville server. But everybody's welcome to come. And it's not just for Landerville bands. If you have a band on some other server that you want to make a character, you make your characters on Landerville and Lonely Mountain Band's gaggle of minstrels will teach you the instruments that you need to make your band work. That's why they're doing it now. The concert is scheduled currently for June 16th, but they're starting to take people who are interested in playing at this event now. So there's a link in our show notes where you can find out more information on how to register.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. I still remember the Shades playing last time. The synchronized smoking was awesome.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty stinking cool. And just with all the lag, you have to imagine how amazing it must have been to get that synchronized smoking to work.
Not that all the other bands weren't great, too. They were good, too.
Yes, so they were.
All right, this week's poll was, how many mounts do you own? Question being, how many mounts does your primary character own?
I was looking for just like one character. So if your mount collector was some other character, you could have counted that one. But I didn't want it to be like, well, adding up my 17 characters, I have 397 mounts. You know, so it's like one mount, one character. How many mounts does your character with the most mounts have? And so we had 1,218 voters on this poll.
Wow. That's a lot of voters.
Yeah. And a lot of people didn't believe me that there's over 70. There's like 79. horses available.
That's in crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're darn near close to having 80.
Dang it, what is it, Lothar Steeds?
I think I read it. Lothar Steeds hasn't been updated since January.
Oh.
So I believe I went to Lothar Wiki for the count.
Okay.
And Lothar Wiki had already the festival horses from this festival and the anniversary festival horses in there, so they were included as well.
Okay.
Anyway, 1,218 voters, 24% say they have 10 plus, 21% say they have 1 to 4, 20% say they have 5 plus, 15%, there's too many numbers in this, 15% say they have 20 plus, 8% say they have 30 plus, 5% say they have 40 or more, 4% say they have 50 or more, 1% say they have 70 or more, and 1% also said they had 60 or more, and 1% also said they don't own a mount yet.
Wow. Okay.
There's there's 17 people who have over 70 horses. That's crazy. I have 30. Well, now that I've got the Lost Austin and Golden Star, I've got 33.
Okay. So next week's poll is...
Did you count?
Did I? No, I don't count.
You didn't vote?
I didn't vote because I was unsure, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to know the answer, because I don't know. The collector in me kind of... See, when you told me how many pets you had in WoW, then I had to have more pets than you.
And that was got not to be, possible.
That got to be a very dangerous game.
That got to be a very stupid game because I was really good at getting pets.
And so I didn't.
I really had enough focus to get all the extra achievement pets from having so many pets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am more functional when it comes to my mount in Lotro. If it goes fast, I use that mount, and I really don't. I mean, it's cool to have the other mounts, but I just don't use them, so I don't get that excited about
it. I'm surprised that Golden Star has so many because she is not a mount collector. I have only bought the Steed of Night on her. That's the only mount that I've purchased for her. Everything else is either gotten through game, through... I do all the festivals, and every festival has a new mount, and right. So I always get those. So that probably is the majority of it. But also, you know, Isengard gave you 3 more. Me being a 5-year gave me an extra one. I just got the Horse Lords. Oh, I probably have 34. I got the Horse Lords now. You know, I'm not even really trying to collect. I don't have all the reputation ones because I stink at reputation. So if I like actually applied myself, I probably would have quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. So I did not count. I would assume it's somewhere between, that's got to be around 20 though. Just because I've done, if I was able to get a steed, I usually got it. So. And that's why I'm broke, folks. So. Okay. All right. So next week's poll is, what do you think of the new Barter Wallet premium features?
Yep.
All right. And that concludes. Oh, nope. Haha. Just kidding. Riddles in the Dark. Where we are justified this week in feeling that we are a little bit smarter considering that everybody voted the same way we did last time. So, feeling a little bit more confident in our Tolkien lore, or at least how Jackson will interpret it, we ask this week, how will the confrontation between the White Council and the Necromancer be portrayed on screen, other than incredibly unlike anything in the book, considering it's not in the book?
I was going to say, I know that it's why Gandalf leaves.
He mentions it. He talks.
It's why he goes away from the group. But I don't recall them actually talking about it in the book. Am I just not remembering it?
Okay, so what we know is that he goes away and he talks about confronting the Necromancer.
Right.
The Necromancer is not known to be, or why he... Actually, I'm trying to think. I think in the Lord of the Rings, you may have to check the chat room for this to verify my lore. But I think it's only in the Lord of the Rings that we find out he was Sauron.
Okay.
And
A in the chat room right now saying it was not described in the book.
Yeah, I think he just went away.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we know why he went away. So this is just our... idea. Okay, we're totally guessing what Peter Jackson will do based on what we know about Peter Jackson, because there's nothing in the book to base this on.
All right. Some of the spoilers that I have read so far are making me put my hand in my... I hear it's a beautiful movie from what... If these things can be believed, it's a beautiful, amazing movie. Some of the changes make me do a facepalm. So, but aside that aside, this is probably one that's going to make me go, okay, it's cool, but totally wasn't in the book. And it's going to be hard to balance that in the book now, especially... Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm a Tolkien scholar on any level, but some of these changes, which I know, and it happens in Lord of the Rings too. Now, when I go watch it, make me go, okay, I'll just accept it. And I just take it for being an awesome movie based on a book that I like.
Okay. So the choices that we have here is A, it's immaterial, spiritual conflict from a distance.
Can we go ahead and say that this will not be what Peter Jackson does?
A spiritual conflict. Yes, that sounds like Peter Jackson.
There is no way that that's going to happen. No way.
B is epic. Battle of Helm's Deep style battle between two large armies.
I don't think so.
C says Avenger style small band of superheroes versus evil hordes battle.
Yes.
That's the one I pick as well. D, no conflict at all. The heroes will arrive to find the necromancer has already fled. Yeah. Why would you even make this a part of the story if it's just going to be like, we went and knocked on the door and he wasn't home?
No, it's totally going to be C. I can totally see that. You know, this conflict was actually in, Games Workshop did a necromancer campaign where the White Council came, and they actually chose Rangers. Helping, I think, Gandalf with it.
Well, we know that Gandalf is going to go see Elrond and Galadriel, and that Legolas is supposed to be there. So I'm guessing that it's going to be these key folks that are going to come charging, and maybe not Galadriel. She's not so feisty.
It's going to be a little ridiculous.
But that's what I'm imagining is the Avenger style.
Yeah, it's totally going to be. I mean, all we need is somebody flying through the air like Iron Man. So, any guesses on who that will be? Other than probably Legolas, maybe he'll do a little bit of a surfboard up and.
Well, Return of the King was on TNT today, and so maybe Hobbit and I watched it. And that part where he like takes down that Oliphant is stupid.
It is. It is. It was. And it always was, and it always will be, really and he's all horrible.
Like, he hops down off its nose, and he's like, ugh. And then Gimli goes, well, it still only counts as one. I'm like, it's stupid.
It is. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Lord of the Rings strategy battle game did one with Sauron the Necromancer, and I don't see offhand the description of like who it was that fought, but I remember the box that had a Sauron and also like some Rangers were helping. So, which to me makes more sense. Although I know it was the White Council that went there as well, because you know you need the White Council. This necromancer guy was hurting people, but I totally think that it's going to be Avenger style. It's going to be over the top. It's going to be Peter Jackson. There's going to be an element of it that's cool. And there's going to be an element of it going, really, did we need this sidebar? But I don't know. It is what it is, and it'll still be a great movie. I mean, all this ridiculousness aside, it'll still be a great movie.
Okay, that's it. Right. Go ahead.
We're going into Raise Your Glass now. So hold on, or fill your cup and drink up.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Larry writes, my name is Larry Longstreth, and along with Lords of the Ring producer Mark Ordesky, I created an animated series called Four Tanks and a Healer, which is awesome, by the way, that takes inside an MMORPG. Think WoW meets Family Guy. Anyway, we put the two pilot episodes online, and the results were awesome. Now we're trying to use Kickstarter to get it made into a full season. I seriously think you guys will love it. Please help us spread the word. The one thing we're missing is power to get it out there across the internet where gamers will see it. Once enough of them do, we're confident it will take off. Here's the link. Check it out for yourself and thanks. So I've actually seen this, sir. I have actually watched both episodes and I thought that they were awesome. I mean,
the chat room's all saying it rocks. Yeah, it's awesome. So
it looks like that's the one thing. Kickstarter's awesome. The only thing about it, it's so hard to tell when something that you like is going to be up for backing. So it does have a Kickstarter out there. It looks like it has got 51 days to go. They still need about $43,500, but they are taking just a pledge of $1 or more starting out there.
And I've watched this.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was hilarious.
This was a great show. And I would totally love to see it become a web series or animated series or whatever. Because it's really good. It's funny.
Yeah, this is a worthy cause. I like it.
And if you haven't seen the second episode, it's totally awesome. It's great. I loved it because I did stuff like that in EQ. And I'll let you... I'll let you figure out what it is when you see the second episode. But no, I love it. And what I like about it too is that there's these guys, they go out and they get criticized and picked on for not having the standard group, just being four tanks and a healer.
Right.
So it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's like 5 minutes.
It's like my nightmare.
Each episode is like 5 to 6 minutes. Take it out. Check it out. It's good. It's well done. Lar, you can expect probably a backup from us coming soon. We'll help kick it off, get a Kickstarter going, because I'd love to see it be made into...
There is a Kickstarter going.
Well, I mean, we'll contribute to the Kickstarter.
Yeah, no problem.
Because I would love to see something like this. I'm always up for quality nerd stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm. You want me to read the next one? Are we done?
Go ahead. Okay. Yep, I'm done.
Nate writes, "Hello. My parents gave me the green light to read something by Tolkien at my sister's wedding. Do you know of a passage on friendship or love? Thanks in advance, Nate." Holy poop, are you asking the wrong people? I've read the books, but I didn't read it looking for homework. But we read it on the show, and there's a lot of smart people that listen to the show. A lot of smart people.
Yes, there are.
So hopefully someone will... know exactly what you're looking for. We'll email it to us and I can forward it to you, Nate.
So please, if you do know a good something that could be read at a wedding that would inspire love or something of that nature, let us know and we'll send it on to Nate for you. Chris writes, "Hello, I have a subject you could write something about in Lotro. I don't know if you all have seen all the hiding rabbits in this game, but I have a YouTube video that shows some of them and showing how to get to the hidden burrow and what's inside. So I would kindly appreciate it if you could write about this and you have my permission to use my video as well. Hope you enjoy them as much as I do." So I've looked at this.
This is crazy. I didn't know this was there. I asked Katani, I'm like, "Is this for real?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, my kidmates were telling me about it. This is for real. There is a hidden bunny burrow." That's crazy.
I
have, you know, that's like, this is another crazy thing. I still haven't been to the Great River.
Really?
Woo! I've been in Bree.
And that's what happens when you have festivals back to back. Golden Star will never level again.
I will never level again. I don't need to level. I'm still 75. That's still the cap, right? They didn't raise that, right?
No.
Yeah, so anyway. This has motivated me. I gotta find this bunny burrow. So there will be a link in our show notes to his YouTube video, which is pretty stinking cool, and you need to go see it. And there's also a random, like, black hair bunny on a bearskin rug. That's weird. Does it reference something that I'm not aware of?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm sure somebody knows. They'll tell me. But anyway, bunny burrow. I'm gonna find it. I should start an expedition. I should just get a whole bunch of friends and we go find the bunny burrow.
It's a bunny burrow.
It's a bunny burrow expedition. Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Next is our player achievements.
Yep.
Player achievements is a post that goes up on Friday mornings. If you would like to submit your achievement to the show, all you need to do is leave a comment saying what you've done this week. We don't care what you do. Like, it doesn't even, some of them are not even literature related. We just want to hear what our fans are up to, what you've done this week, what you've accomplished this week. And so leave a comment and we may pick yours to read in the show.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
Baby's crying. Go ahead and read the first one, honey.
Okay. Tiki writes, Tiki of Brandywine have been doing most, Tiki of Brandywine has been doing mostly festival stuff. Received the toast emote and a mount from the invitation quest. Did gain 2 levels on my burglar and also a few levels on some of my lower level alts. Biggest achievement was out of game. We finally finished our house. Notice anything special? I am looking at it and it's beautiful. But I don't know what I'm supposed to be noticing that's special. Okay. Gabrielle Seberg, Nazato writes, as expected, after almost 15 days of festival, and my champion, level 46, has achieved all of the items borrowable from the Games Master. Well, congrats. Krell of Rittermark writes, completed the Moria instance meta to acquire the Nimble Black Goat. Wow, congrats. Krell is now the savior of Moria, Rittermark. Thorkar writes, I died in the beer fight. What? I was just standing around the center table at Thorin's Hall beer fight waiting for it to begin. As soon as it started, I took multiple hits that sent me straight up in the air. I went high enough to not only lose the quest because I must have exceeded the vertical boundary limit, but I also died on impact from landing. To add insult to injury, releasing put me at a res outside the Westbury Gate. Oh, that stinks. This had to be one of the most hilarious things that had happened to me in the game in a long time. Thorkar of Viticus Windfola.
That seems crazy because we tried to kill Dummy Dumb and he didn't. We tried. We had the goal of hitting him with 5 bats at once to kill him.
Apparently you didn't try hard enough.
Apparently we need to try again.
Okay, so I have a question for you. I'm looking at Tiki of Brandywine's house. Mm-hmm. She said, notice anything special. And I don't know if I can see anything.
Oh, no.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful house.
It's way better than our house.
Yes.
I noticed that. Did you put... Oh, you're not in the chat room.
Yeah. It's very symmetrical.
I don't think that's what she means. Notice anything special.
I don't see a sign that says, Merrick is awesome.
Again... Doesn't exist.
I'm going to put a sign outside our house that says Merrick is awesome.
Okay.
All right. We'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Silfair of Lorlin. And how can people contact us if they would like to?
Tiki says it's above the door.
It's above the door. Okay. I'm going to zoom in.
We're zooming.
Is it the triangle shape above it?
Faesong is saying it's a Zelda symbol above the door.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? That's awesome.
Some people are saying it's an Illuminati sign.
That is awesome. Well, how can people reach us if they would like to, hon?
They can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really give you hugs and kisses and smoochies and munches, I guess. Listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio, because Middle Earth Network Radio is awesome.
Yep. And how did you like me not being in the chat room this week? Was it better? Did I pay more attention?
You paid excellent attention to me this week. Thank you very much. Okay.
So sorry, chat room. It looks like...
You can be in the chat room, but just don't overdo
it. I have to minimize it as soon as I get to it.
I need to go because I hear her still crying.
So thank you, everybody.
Having bad dreams.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.